Happy to be joined now on Sportsnet today. It's Dan Riccio and JD Bunkus. He was MLS Player of the Week a couple of weeks ago. TFC star defender Justin Morrow. You can meet him in Vaughan tonight up at where Toronto FC 2 is playing a meet and greet starting at 6:30 as TFC 2 plays St. Louis. What's up, Justin? It's before we get to some soccer talk, what's going on with your Cavs? Are they going to go through with this Kyrie Irving trade?
Man.
Like, what do you make of this whole mess?
Oh, man, it's a mess right now, isn't it? And being the one from Cleveland, of course, I get all the questions about it. They got to do what they got to do. Kyrie wants to leave. I think they did a good deal with the Celtics. Hopefully the trade goes through with Isaiah, his hip. You know, they got to sort that out. But, you know, I think they did the best they could.
Yeah, I mean, you're a pro athlete, though. And I was saying this earlier. I can't help but feel like the Cavs overplayed their hand a little bit by putting out all this crap about Isaiah and how concerned they are with his hip. Because, like, this is a guy who just got a little bit betrayed by his team. I know it's a business, but, like, he pretty much put it all on the line. He got hurt because he was trying to play hard for that team. And then Cleveland goes out and leaks all this stuff about how his hip is so bad from their doctors anyway that they don't know if he can be a long-term option or that they might nix this trade. Like, if you were Isaiah Thomas, wouldn't you look at this and say, like, screw you. You guys just traded for me, and now you're bashing me pretty much everywhere?
Yeah, I think it's hard to get a handle on because I think, like I said, the Cavs did come out ahead in the trade with the
same
players they got and the draft pick. You know, I said they came out ahead, and now it looks like they're trying to be a little greedy, and like you said, they're putting this information out to see what else they can get and whatnot. If I was Isaiah, yeah, I'd be a little upset, but I'd have that chip on my shoulder. I'd want to show everybody.
Okay, actually, you know what, I'm glad that you went to chip on my shoulder, because Dan and I were talking on Monday when we came in here, and I said that I think that you're the most underrated guy on the team, and Dan actually said that he didn't back you. He said it was Vanny.
Oh,
he was just
on.
Like, hey, you know what? Hey, he was like, I was the coach. I backed you. Dan did not. He's
everyone
the TFC
knows
guy.
Justin Morrow is
listen,
absolutely the most underrated TFC player.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
I know where you stand
yeah.
now, Dan. Thank
listen,
you.
You know, it's like JD's in your corner. Like, Dan is the, I don't know, he's a little suspect. He's
that's
got
fair,
some proven.
That's fair.
You better go out to Vaughn tonight, Dan.
Well, TFC like, otherwise, Pitchside gives enough love yeah. to Justin Morrow already.
But do you feel like you get enough respect?
I do. And you know what? I think this team, I've been on good teams before. I think the thing about good teams is there are a lot of good players. And with having so many good players, it's hard for all of it to come around, you know? I understand that, and I understand what a big team we are here in Toronto. So I think I'm doing just good enough for myself.
That must have been awesome, though, winning MLS Player of the Week. It's not often a defender does it, but, you know, when you got the scoring boots on, you do it just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I was able to get 2 goals that week. It felt nice to get that recognition. But I think playing on this team, whoever's on the field, you're going to get the opportunities, man, because there's so many good players out there. They create so much.
Justin Morrow, our guest here on Sportsnet today, Dan Riccio and JD Bunkus. So beaten up on Montreal again. It seems like this is a habit for you guys at this point. It has to feel good going into Stade Saputo. We know the emotions run high. We see the rivalry play out on the pitch. What does it feel for you guys in that room going into the match and the satisfaction once you get the W and the 3 points?
Well, listen, I'm an American. Before I came to Toronto, I knew nothing about Canada, nothing about Toronto. And one of the things that I've learned since I've been here, this is my fourth year here, that, man, people from Toronto and Montreal don't get along. And that's not just in sports. That's outside of sports as well. And, you know, there have been so many chapters to this story since I've been here. And, you know, they knocked us out of the playoffs last year. We knocked them out of the playoffs in between Canada Cup. There, a lot of players have been around for a long time between both teams. So anytime you're able to, you know, get one up on the other team, put the other team in the dirt a little bit, I think it feels really good.
Is there one guy or something about that team that you especially hate? Name names.
I'm not gonna
come on.
This is
where we're getting the headline. This is what's gonna be a plastered all over Sportsnet.ca.
Yeah, you guys trying to catch me in a trap right here. No, there's
listen, we're gonna edit somebody's name in, so you can either choose one yourself or we're just gonna edit it in. It's your word versus ours,
I think,
bro.
It's just a general disgust with the team, you know. We don't like playing against those guys.
Yeah, you must have learned a few curse words in French at this point, right? All these trips at the Big O and then Stade Saputo?
You know, I've learned a lot of things in Toronto.
Hey, man, Dan and I, the other thing that we were talking about on Monday when we came in is that it's kind of hard to talk about you guys right now just because you're so good and you're so dominant and you're winning games and you're just crushing everybody. Like, even Montreal was red hot and you went into their building where they're really good and it was pretty much a non-contest. And we were saying it's generally with sports talk radio, like, you do try to compliment guys that are overachieving or, like, discuss what's the cause for so much success. But yeah, with you guys, it's like pretty obvious. Like, you have a lot of star power. You're really deep. You seem very strong at every position. And we were even saying, like, maybe, like, you're trying to make something up here and say, like, okay, maybe the goaltending hasn't had big game experience, or Bono hasn't, a guy that's been on our station the last couple of days. Do you have something? And again, this isn't to, like, expose you guys, but is there something that you guys look at internally and you say, like, this is the area that we need to most improve on?
I think it's just mentality, man. I think the talent for us is there. You know, our DPs are strong. Like you said, our role players have been having a good year, need to continue to have a good year. But it's just mentally, we need to have that edge. We need to have that sharpness. And we can't, like you said, we're doing so well right now. We can't rest on our laurels at all. We have to know that every team is coming for us, that we need to be the team on top, and we need to be the team pushing the game. And teams don't want to play us right now, and we have to know that, and we have to take advantage of that.
Do you sense that, though, a little bit, too, that teams play you a little differently? Like, when you watch film, the way that they approach you guys just because of the success, and they do know that you are number one right now?
Yeah, I think it's two things. I think tactically we do a lot of things differently than other teams. We have, as you mentioned, we've had talent on all spread out all around the pitch. So it's not like they can focus on one or two things. They have to take care of a lot of different people. So that throws them for a loop. And then second, like you said, the mental side, they come in and they know that we're going to be the aggressors. And so they're not liking that too much.
Justin Morrow, our guest here on Sportsnet today, Dan Riccio and JD Bunkus. Last one, Justin, how much do you guys talk about? You are 13 points away from setting the MLS single season record. I know Vanny has mentioned you guys talk about it a little bit, but what is it amongst you and your teammates when you guys are thinking about at all this record and what it means to the club?
I would say don't jinx it. That's all.
Exactly. Well, this is what I was talking about. We talk about it, and, you know, we demand it of ourselves. We, you know, it was one of our goals at the beginning of the season to be the best team throughout the regular season. We have that in our sights right now. I think we're hungry for it. It's not something that we shy away from, because we know that we have the talent to do it. As long as the mental part is there, we can do it.
You can meet him at the Ontario Soccer Center tonight up in Vaughan. It is Toronto FC's Justin Morrow, who's doing a meet and greet starting at 6:30, leading into Toronto FC 2's matchup against St. Louis FC this evening at the Ontario Soccer Center. Hey, Justin, really appreciate the time today, man. And your Cavs are going to need the luck to beat Golden State this year.
I don't want them to have any luck. This is Raptors territory, bro. Like, I hope they botch this thing horribly.
Yeah, are they still coming out of the East, though? Or
probably, yeah. It's probably. Thanks for this, Justin.
Cheers, buddy.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There he is, Justin Morrow, TFC defender, and a good one at that. He's also got 5 goals this year. He's considered, at least by many, the best left back in all of MLS.